For those people who follow me regularly, you'll know that I'm a really big fan of a baker called Dan Leppard. I love the way he writes, but more than just the way he writes, I like his philosophy in life. He seems to want people to bake more than anything. It's as though he's willing you to make your own bread. And I like the fact that he's often available, certainly on Twitter and on email, to talk to you and to guide you through if you have any problems with your baking. Now, this recipe this week I'm making is not my recipe, it's actually one of Dan's. And he's sent over to me a simple white loaf to make. So, he says there's very little kneading made for this. It's an easy weekend loaf, which is exactly what I like to make. It makes a small 450 gram loaf. Of course, I think if you wanted to, you could make double and then split it in half while it's proving. Now, for the yeast mixture here, I've got 100 milliliters of warm water, 1 teaspoon of easy blend yeast, that's like a fast action yeast, 100 grams of strong white flour. For the dough, we've got 100 milliliters of tepid water or half milk and water, which is what I think I'll be using, 200 grams of strong white flour, 1 teaspoon of fine sea salt, and a little tiny drop of oil for kneading. I'm going to use a little drop of vegetable oil. Now, the yeast mixture is really easy to make, and what you're effectively doing is something called a sponge, which I'm going to mix here 100 grams of flour with the warm water in a bowl, stick a plate over the top to stop it from anything getting on, and leave it for 2 hours. Well, there's a teaspoon of yeast in here, and I'm just going to pour this water in. I've gone just slightly over, but it's very important that this is exact. The other mistake that people make, so I'm going to take a little bit of this water out. The other mistake that people make when they're making bread is they have the water at the wrong temperature. You need the water just a little bit warm, a little bit tepid, but certainly not too hot. Tepid wakes the yeast up and just gets it going and activates it. If it's too hot, it scalds it, it doesn't like it, and it kills the yeast, so your bread doesn't actually rise. So really, just the right temperature is sort of just warm, just gently warm, I suppose. The other thing that people do when they're making bread is they regard it as being an art, but it's actually more of a science. So your quantities, and I'll just put the flour in here. Opening the drawer there. Your quantities need to be relatively exact. So I weigh my water out so that I get exactly the right amount. And I'm weighing the flour into that now, which is 100 grams. And then, here we go, I should pop the lid on and leave that now for 2 hours. The yeast will start fermenting and bubbling away within about 15 minutes, and it'll need about 2 hours to mature. Well, I popped the lid on, but what I didn't say was I'd actually given this mixture a really good stir, as you can hear here. So that mixes it together, and I'll pop that lid back on, because it's by mixing it all together, those ingredients get to start to form the sponge.